You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
On a great day of passage from one era to another, Moses said to his people, "Hear, O Israel, you are to pass over Jordan this day. Don't take the Lord your God for granted." The same message went out to the same people 1,500 years later in apostolic words that said, "The Lord is a consuming fire. Don't take God for granted." 1,500 years after that, there came a new voice with an old message. You must obey God rather than men. Don't take God for granted. Martin Luther was not a radical revolutionary trying to tear everything up by the roots. He had a strong sense of history, as did Moses and the apostles of Christ. God is in history, and he will accomplish his purposes. Those purposes are gracious, wishing to save people instead of allowing them to destroy themselves. The first issue when it comes to salvation is, don't take God for granted. God is there for you today, just as he has been there for all of us all along. He is dependable, said Moses. He is dependable, said St. Paul. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. He is dependable, said Martin Luther, himself overwhelmed by the conviction of human sin, including his own, and convinced of the gracious glory of God, which glows for all the world to see in the face of God's Son and the world's Savior, Jesus Christ. God is dependable, always dependable. Still, people take him for granted, as if they have to depend only upon themselves. Let the world hear today the word of a great administrator, great lawgiver, and great judicial expert, maybe the greatest who ever lived. Make certain that you do not forget the Lord your God. Do not take God for granted. It's easy to forget God. That's exactly what the people did. Even after having been freed from slavery only 40 years before, they'd been wandering around in the wilderness ever since. Now they were about to go into Canaan and occupy it. Canaan, the promised land. Moses stopped the people, reminding them of God and of God's covenant, his agreement with them, making them his people. He recalled for them the first and great commandment, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength. What does this mean? Asked Moses. He answered his own question. Make certain that you do not forget the Lord your God. Do not fail to obey any of his commandments that I am giving you today. When you have all that you want to eat and have built good houses to live in, and when your cattle and sheep, your silver and gold, and all your other possessions have increased, be sure that you do not become proud and forget the Lord your God who rescued you from Egypt where you were slaves. He led you through that vast and terrifying desert where there were poisonous snakes and scorpions. In that dry and waterless land, he made water flow out of solid rock for you. In the desert, he gave you manna to eat, food that your ancestors had never eaten. He sent hardships on you to test you, so that in the end he could bless you with good things. So then you must never think that you have made yourselves wealthy by your own power and strength. Remember that it is the Lord your God who gives you the power to become rich. He does this because he is still faithful today to the covenant which he made with your ancestors. Never forget the Lord your God. Never take God for granted. Throughout the wilderness wanderings of the Israelites during those 40 years, they often took God for granted, no matter how dependable he was. Once they got into the promised land with its wheat and barley, its vines and fig trees and pomegranates, its olive oil and honey, their bread could be eaten without scarceness. The stones would yield iron and the hills would produce brass. The instincts of Moses told him that the hearts of the people of God could easily become fat. They could easily forget the giver of all good things. When times get better, people often get worse. Prosperity is a lot harder to take than adversity. Hard times have a way of turning the hearts of people, causing them to remember what life is really all about, and bringing out the steel of resolution to serve the living God. Good times with easy money and the possibility of making a killing in the stock market have a way of turning real life into an artificial dream, reducing what is good and true into a shambles of corruption, waywardness, and aimlessness where people seek direction in drugs and slosh around with their brains soaked in alcohol. Don't tell me that this cannot happen, or that it is not actually happening today. Tell that to Moses or Paul or Martin Luther, and you will have them saying to you, "Don't take God for granted." Moses said to his people on the eve of one of the greatest events in their history, "If you forget the Lord your God, then I warn you that you will certainly be destroyed." That's tough language, too tough for a lot of people to take. You just can't go around bragging, "My power and the might of my hand have gotten me this wealth," and then get away with it. That's Moses talking. The man knew what he was talking about. God is not neutral toward you, and you cannot be neutral toward him. His son Jesus once said, "You're either for me or against me." You can't be neutral toward him either. Later on in this book of Deuteronomy, Moses said to his people, "I'm now giving you the choice between life and death, between God's blessings and God's curse. Choose life. Love the Lord your God. Obey him and be faithful to him." You can't take God for granted. That can be Disasterville. All of a sudden, the most advanced nation in the world, which prided itself on being the leader in space exploration, cannot even put up a satellite into space. All that trust in technology has been shattered. Don't say in your heart, "My power and the might of my hand have gotten me the incomparable ability to do anything I want to do." It shall be, if you do it all, forget the Lord your God and walk after other gods and serve them and worship them. "I testify against you this day," said Moses, "that you will surely perish." That's Moses talking. He knows what he's talking about. It was a bright morning 5 days before May Day of 1986 around Chernobyl in the Ukraine, less than 80 miles away. The 2.5 million people of Kiev were excited about a big nationally televised soccer match that would be played in the local stadium. It was supposed to be the most festive holiday of the year. Suddenly, the 1,000-megawatt nuclear power plant at Chernobyl exploded and became a fountain of death. Borne by shifting winds, radioactive mists moved across the borders of Russia and spread throughout most of Europe. Months later, people in West Germany were still being cautioned against eating fresh vegetables raised in their own gardens. An article in the February issue of Soviet Life had stated that the odds of a meltdown at the Chernobyl nuclear plant are 1 in 10,000 years. The effects of that miscalculation will probably be felt for generations. Don't take for granted the God who carries out his purpose in the world and whose word is true and right altogether. All of us take a lot for granted. We take electricity, pure water, and even air for granted. We took space shuttle flights for granted until the Challenger disaster of January 1986. We take for granted our health, our eyesight, our hearing, our ability to walk, talk, and think. We take our loved ones for granted. We seem to think that everything will always be there just as we want it to be. We feel that we are in full control of our lives. As a result, we take for granted the Lord God Himself. God owes us nothing, and we owe Him nothing. That's the way people think. Don't you believe it? Don't take God for granted. Moses reminded his people of the gracious will of God. Even in recent memory, they had before their eyes the manna which fed them when they were hungry and helpless. All of this happened despite their constant grumbling about hunger and weariness. I've heard people say the same things today. Why does God let this evil happen to me? I pray, but I get no results, or I get poor results. Doesn't God care? The discipline of God is hard to take, especially when you think of God as being only a judge out to get people or to catch them unawares. God knows the deception of mind and the corruption of heart that come through human preoccupation with material things, the human drive for power, the human disregard for the truth about life itself. The truth is that God is gracious and full of compassion, long-suffering and of great patience. He does not wear His heart on His sleeve, but He does disclose a magnificent heart to the whole world in the one whom He has sent, even Jesus Christ, to be the Savior of the world. The noble Son of God, eternal and unique in the heavens, appeared on earth in all His humanity as one of us. What do? We take Him for granted. The Son of the living God takes no one for granted. Throughout His life and also in His death, He offered Himself for the life of the world. He paid the price none of us can pay, and for that His Father raised Him from the dead by His own great glory. God shows His hand to the whole world. In Jesus Christ, He opens His heart to the whole world. In Jesus Christ, God offers redemption and forgiveness to people who take everything in the world for granted, including God. You can take a lot for granted, but not God. When all is said and done, there will always be God. When everything else has failed, there will always be salvation from God. Salvation is in Christ, purely and simply. It's a matter of trust. Trust in God to take what He has to give, even forgiveness and life. That's what God offers to you and to all who trust in the one whom He has sent. This is the gospel of God. It's the gospel of Jesus Christ, coming to you through the free grace of God, the undeserved love which reaches out even to you and refuses to take you for granted. Never forget the Lord your God or turn to other gods and serve them. Remember Him. That is what Moses counseled people to do. Remember the Lord your God, for it is He who gives you power to get wealth, that He may establish His covenant which He swore to your fathers, and as it is to this day. Don't take God for granted. Remember Him. Remember Him in your faith toward Jesus Christ. Remember Him in your prayers that Christ has promised to hear. Remember Him by remembering the stranger in your midst, not forgetting that once you were a stranger too. Remember God in your life, and God will make your life a thing of joy as only He can. Moses, Paul, and Luther all said the same thing. Remember God and His gracious purpose for you, He will always remain faithful to his promises. He always forgives those who repent of their sins and look to him for salvation. His grace and his guarantee have been disclosed in a prophet like unto Moses, only greater, the Son of the living God, come to earth and providing atonement for all. Jesus Christ has risen from the dead in the glory of his Father. He is the victor over death itself. He's with you and always will be with you as you go to God by faith in him. Don't take God for granted. Don't write off his goodness. Don't ignore his offer of life and salvation through faith in Jesus Christ, whom God sent to be your Savior. Don't take God and Christ for granted. Rejection is death. Acceptance of the gift of God is life. The gift of God is Christ himself. Thanks to God for his indescribable gift. Amen.